oversaturated, 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 oversaturated,
Welcome to Oversaturated, the podcast where we discuss music, movies, pop culture, and everything in between. I'm Johnny.
And I'm Ralph.
Welcome to episode number 70.
70! I really don't have
it. You got, oh, you messed up the streak.
I have nothing for that one.
This Oversaturated, what is you telling me? Everybody, welcome to episode number 70. Oh. Bars. Ooh. Ooh. All right, E40. New listeners, please follow us on all social media. Facebook, just search Oversaturated the Podcast. Instagram is Oversat the Podcast. Twitter is Oversat Podcast, and our email is oversatpodcast@gmail.com. And check out our website, oversatthepod.com. Everything you need to know about Oversaturated is there.
Yes, sir. And if you want to follow us individually, I'm The Mind of Ralph on Instagram and Twitter.
On Twitter, I'm J-O-N, two underscores, and the letter B. And despite what my brother, Ralph, and the accounting queen, shout out to her, says, my IG is JBS underscore ESL underscore AAMU. Holla at your boy. If you don't want to search, just go to the one of the posts to oversaturate it and just click on it.
Oh, that was hilarious.
I got to start making more clips because that was like, we got a lot of reaction from that. I like that.
Man, we have a lot of little nuggets.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, a lot of little jokes. People gotta, need to pay attention.
Yeah, we got to start catching them and just putting them out for the masses.
I know, right?
Yeah, man. Man, it's been a minute, man. How you feeling?
I'm so-so.
Okay.
You know, usually, you know, we get on the mic and just say, yeah, you know, I'm great. No, I'm just so-so.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like it is what it is. But finding my way to deal with anxiety has been a very, very big challenge. But I'm here, and I'm ready to talk shit with you.
That's what I'm saying.
Trust me, if it was bad.
Oh, yeah. We would have had that all. Facts. That's a fact.
But no, I'm good, man.
That's what's up, man. I'm happy. I'm glad to see you, man.
Hey, man, let me ask you this.
What's up?
Did you ever finish the Lil Wayne album?
No. No, I didn't. I didn't.
That was a good plug for our Lil Wayne album review on YouTube.
Yeah, go check that out. Go check that out.
Johnny never finished the album.
I don't. Now, I will tell you that I went back and like tried to listen to the full album again, like from start.
You just never finished
it. I turned that shit off. I can't believe you like that song. I can't.
And you like an Eminem Club record? The Audacity.
Hey! I grew up on Eminem Club record.
Audacity.
That's another plug.
Never see it.
That's another plug for our Eminem album review. Available exclusively on YouTube. No, it's one of those kind of nights. What the fuck you talking about? Mama.
Anyway, fam. That's another
listen.
Conversation for another day. Hey, off the dome.
Off the dome.
Off the dome.
I bet.
Okay.
I'll take it. All right. I went and saw the Harley Quinn movie over the weekend.
Okay.
It was like I enjoyed it. It was decent.
Okay.
Looking back, like some of the plot details is kind of murky, but
yeah.
Overall, it was an enjoyable movie.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wouldn't go to the movies to see it again, but I will watch it again.
Okay.
But it got me to thinking. There are at least two other comic book women-led films coming out this year.
Okay.
And then I just got to thinking even more, like, okay, what are some of my favorite, like, women-led movies, just in general? So I'm going to ask you, like, what are some of your favorite women-led movies? And don't say Set It Off.
God damn it, man.
Don't say it. Because I knew it. I knew it.
I was like, ooh.
Yeah, look. Not Set It Off.
This don't make me seem like a chauvinist or something because I really can't think of anything but Set It Off. Players Club?
And that didn't even come up while I was, like, thinking of mine.
Okay,
That's funny as hell.
What about Sister Act?
I mean.
Sister Act 2?
Yeah, that'll work. It was only two, right?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, like, wait. I'm about to say the trilogy. No, I'm tripping. Alright. No, but so some of my have you ever seen What Men Want with Taraji?
No.
I think that came out 2019. I think that came out last year. Either 2018 or 2019. Mm-hmm. But it's to play on what women want. I don't know if you've seen that with Mel Gibson. So
okay. Yeah. I get the concept.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. It was a really good movie. So What Men Want, First Wives Club, of course, that's like one of my all time favorite movies. Mm-hmm. Little with Issa Rae, and, Regina Hall, Marsai.
I'm going to go chop her name.
It's Marsai or Marsai. I'm so sorry. But the young mogul. Because, young mogul.
Exactly.
Yeah, so. Blackish, yeah. Those are some of mine.
Okay. What about What's Love Got to Do With It?
See.
It's a good movie.
No, it's definitely a good movie. But, is it only woman-led, though? It's like co-lead. I mean, strictly where women are the main characters. I mean, only main characters.
Okay. Yeah, not right. But no, that's all I had. If you know, we go off the dome.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Oh, did I stump him?
Kind of. Because you limited. You took away
my the one. Yeah, because I knew.
Set It Off was a great movie.
No, facts. Facts. But I knew that was, got to go outside of that.
Okay.
Turned up.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right, man.
Now watch this shit be crazy.
No, I don't think so. But it's a leap year, right?
Yes.
366 days.
Facts. What's every leap year is a presidential election. My bad for cutting you off.
But it's an extra day in this year, right?
Yes.
What's that date?
February 29th.
Yeah. Say it like you believe it.
I got confused. Damn, wait, is it?
But you know, Saha the Prince has a song called February 29th.
Yep.
So they got me to thinking. There are some dope songs that rappers have attached dates to. So I'm going to do a one gotta go.
Okay.
All right, and I'm going to go in order. You have January 28th by J. Cole.
Okay.
You have February 29th by Saha the Prince.
Okay.
You have November 18th by Drake. And then you have December 4th by Hove. Which one you gotta go?
Well, off the strength of I just don't care about Jay-Z, I would say that. But no, I'm not going to say that.
You can't. I mean,
I could.
You can, but.
Yeah. What was the Drake one?
November 18th.
So, Kill Me If Needed, but I'm not even sure if I ever heard that song. So
it's a song on So Far Gone, where he does the chop and screw stuff.
Mm. That can go. Oh.
Your girl sent me a message, and I ain't even read it. And pussy's only pussy, and I get it when I need it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is no fun with Johnny. He don't be knowing.
I don't. Listen, man. Fuck it.
But,
okay, well, okay, which one? Is that the one you're getting rid of? Because I know you're not getting rid of Jay-Z.
I mean.
Or Sigh.
Never really miss you till you're dead or you're gone. So on that note, I'm leaving after this song. You ain't got to feel no way about Jay so long. At least let me tell you why I'm this way. So hold on. I was conceived by Gloria Carter and Atmos Reed.
Keep
made
going.
Love on the sycamore tree.
Keep
which
going.
Makes me as the most thing even mama would claim.
Mm.
When I was born 10 pounds, I didn't give her no pain. Yep. Okay. That's all. But no, that's whole.
I mean,
you floating on that. But honestly, I would probably say Sigh.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, mainly because this mixtape is, you know, this is Sigh's greatest mixtape, right?
Facts. Facts.
Too many people don't even know about it.
Also facts. And that's very unfortunate.
And that's very unfortunate. But these songs are damn near staples for each artist. That's why it's hard for me to get rid of those three.
I roll with that.
You know, I ain't say Cole.
No. Right. Now.
Now, if I could find another one to probably put in there, mm-hmm. maybe, you know, we can probably have a better debate. But that's just me. And I love all these songs.
I can't even think of any other songs with date
like those type of dates.
Yeah.
Not really.
I thought you were about to say Ice Cube today was a good day, but date. It's no date.
If you put a date on it, then okay, then that'll be
right.
Oh, man, what? What are we doing?
Then I might have to say Jay-Z. I ain't gonna lie, but no, don't. Yeah,
those aren't the options. And this isn't just a bias thing. This is just what's out there.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, shit, I was gonna ask you Sigh or the Cold joint, but I know Sigh got you.
The Sigh joint go hard. It's just, you know, I feel like that's a cult thing.
Yeah. And that's Cole's birthday. You can't.
Shit, December 4th is Jay's birthday.
Yeah, so you can't. Yeah. I get it. Word. All right, man.
I know.
So we're going to segue into the pull up.
Yes, the pull up. This is where I give over creative control of the topics that hit the OS news desk to my co-host Johnny. We're going to decide which topics we're going to pull up on and which ones we're going to keep it moving. First headline, J Electronica made a headline. We're going to pull up and keep it moving.
We're going to pull up on that. We got to pull up. Pull up from three.
Okay. J Electronica has recently tweeted that his album is done and will be here in 40 days. And then details have started to emerge that this is possibly a joint album with Jay-Z. Basically, do you have any expectations for a J Electronica album in 2020? And then does any J versus make it any more you know, does it up your excitement? Probably not, but
no and no. I have zero expectations for a J Electronica album, if it's even coming out. I feel like he said before his album is done, and clearly 15 years later, there's still nothing. Now, of course, if it comes out, of course, I'm going to listen.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. Mm-hmm. If this is a joint album with Jay-Z on some Watch the Throne shit, that's trash. Mm-hmm. Super trash.
Mm-hmm.
We've been waiting for hellas for a J Electronica album.
Yeah.
All these like verses and song one-off songs that have been fire. And your debut album, even though you've been in the hip-hop game for, shit, 20 years, your debut album is going to be a joint going to be a joint album with Jay-Z? That's trash. That's super trash. Now, I could understand a feature or two from Jay on the album,
mm-hmm.
but a joint album? No. We not rocking with that. Mm-hmm. We not rocking with that.
I agree.
Like,
I agree with everything you just said. J Electronica is still riding the high of Exhibit C, which is in 2009, 2010. So, if that is 10 to 11 years of one song.
Man.
Hype. Now, is he a alien type of rapper? Yeah.
Which is cool, which he is. Mm-hmm. I agree. But we don't know if he can sustain that for an entire project. Well, we don't know that.
That's always been the arguments for those type of guys. Let's not bring anybody else up. But you get what I mean, right?
Right.
So, yeah, that's unfair for your hype to be built up and then you rely on a few Jay-Z verses. You know what I'm saying? Rather it be a whole project or let's just say if it's a 10-track album and you got 7 Jay-Z features. You know, something crazy like that.
Yeah.
I'm not really rolling with that. And, you know, for you to have all this hype, you should bear the brunt of that alone.
Facts.
And there are a lot of people that could be blessed with a Jay-Z feature outside of yourself, fam. But I'm just, but like I've previously stated on here before, I think J Electronica knows where bodies are on Jay-Z and certain people because there's no way that he should still have this level of relevancy and having Jay-Z on the phone like, hey, I need you for a feature. Who the fuck are you?
Not only a feature, apparently a full album. Like, Jay-Z got other shit to do.
Jay just out here lending you verses in his golden years? Like, he rap retired. Like, you finna give you some verses? What y'all gonna rap about?
Hey, man, I don't know.
Because, like, I mean, even when Watch the Throne came out, I was kind of apprehensive. I was like, why would Jay do a song, like, a whole album with Ye? Now, I mean, for granted, it was what it's worth. It was successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People go tit for tat on the album, but it was a success.
Right.
So, hey, the thing is, we've seen what Jay and Kanye can do previously. I don't know what this is.
True.
I don't know what this
and
from this.
Even if the album is fire, it's still trash. For the fact that this is J Electronica's debut on a full-length project, and it's not just him. Like, that's trash. That's trash to me.
Yeah. He definitely jumped the line on that. But, next topic.
Yeah.
Next topic, we have Dwayne Wade made headlines. We're going to pull up and keep it moving.
Let's get into our serious bag.
Okay.
Let's pull up.
All right. Pull up. But Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, his wife, and his now daughter have made headlines. Dwayne Wade has just come out as pretty much being a trans. Is it transparent? Like, I'm not trying to be funny when I say that.
I know. But it was still kind of funny.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. He was talking about the transition of his son born Zion now to being his daughter named Zaya.
Yep.
How he wanted to respect her wishes and calling, you know, using female pronouns when addressing his daughter.
Right.
And then you have the whole family support of everybody going from his wife, who's not his biological mom, and even the brother, the older brother, Zaire.
Yep.
So you have all this support. What are your thoughts on it? Like, before we get into social media and all that great stuff, like, what do you think about this situation?
I'm slightly conflicted, I'm gonna be honest.
Okay.
On one hand, I commend Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union for 100% like supporting their daughter. Like I commend that. That is beautiful. Like, for parents to fully support their child, mm-hmm. and what the child wants to do. Like, I think that's dope. I think that's dope as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the other side, mm-hmm. there is a very small part of me that's like, okay, I guess I have to say this young lady is mm-hmm. still very young. Like,
it's like 11.
11?
Something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She doesn't, I can't say she doesn't know really what's going on, but like, there's a very small part of me that feels as if she should wait until she's a little older just to make sure she's really sure this is what she wants to do. Because Trent, I'm not sure if she like really wants to transition fully, because you know that takes like taking hormones and surgery, that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be a long process, and I would imagine that there's an emotional toll that comes with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's what she really wants to do, I feel like she should wait
mm-hmm.
in order to go through that full transformation. But as for right now, like I think I'm leaning more toward being happy to see Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union like support their daughter in the decision that she's trying to make.
And that's I think that's where I'm at right now with mm-hmm. it. I think it's the beautiful thing is that she has the support that she needs from mm-hmm. her family,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the brother coming out supporting his stepmom, his dad. Like, his dad is pretty much anytime his dad is in front of a camera and they ask him about it, he's not shy about having the conversation.
Right.
So
right.
What if Dwayne Wade disowned his, you know, what, like, you know, what would be the narrative then? You know what I'm saying? I've seen a lot of misogyny, a lot of homophobia, and I'm not sitting on my high horse because I have those too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just funny when people, that's not your son. You can't pray that out of him. You can't beat that out of him. If that's what he, she, you know, however you want to call this, you know, this person.
Right.
If that's how they want to, you know, go about their life, that's fine. And if it's a mistake, let them, you know, I was, you know, maybe that's not for me, or, you know,
yeah,
like,
right.
You know, that's where I'm at with it. Like, you know, what this child is doing is none of my business, frankly.
That's facts.
I mean, yeah, we're having a conversation yeah. about it, but it's just for an overall picture.
Yeah.
It's not my child. But then again, look at it like this. If it was you and you were looking for the acceptance of your parents and they didn't do that for you, mm-hmm. imagine the trauma that comes behind
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's my thing. That's where I'm at with it.
It's interesting.
Oh, it's interesting. It's definitely an interesting
situation. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like you were saying, like it's really none of our business.
It isn't. But people have been like, oh, Dwayne Wade is my favorite player. No, first of all, he's retired. But you know, but it's just like, is your homophobia that deep
yeah.
to where you can't accept, like, I mean, that what this man does on this court and his parenting skills are two different
completely
things.
Completely separate.
Now, if he was a trash ass daddy, we would kill him. We would kill him.
Facts.
We'd kill him.
But the man is literally out here supporting his child. Like, now, I don't know if this is controversial or not, but because a lot of y'all parents didn't support y'all growing up, like,
yikes.
I'm saying, like, I understand. Like, I get it. So it's like, Let Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union and the rest of their family support their daughter, sister. Like, let them support. It's just unfortunate that Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union are like these big celebrities, so all of this information is in the news, like, for us to see. If this shit was done in private, we wouldn't even know. Y'all wouldn't have no opinion.
Or if Dwayne Wade wasn't the level of superstar, I mean, the level of athlete that it was, it probably right. wouldn't make that many headlines.
Right.
But nonetheless, next
topic. Yeah, man, next topic.
Next topic. We got Aubrey and the URL in the same sentence. Are we going to pull up or keep it moving?
Look at your face. Look.
This is whatever you want to do. This is your part of the show. I'm just here. I'm just the moderator.
Let's pull up, because I don't know. I don't even know if I had like the full details of this.
Pull up, skirt. All right. Now, Aubrey has gotten into a partnership with the Caffeine TV app and the Ultimate Rap League. If people aren't familiar with the Ultimate Rap League, it's pretty much the biggest platform in battle rap culture. They have over a million subscribers on YouTube. Yep. They have come up with the app. And now their partnership with the Caffeine app is pretty much where they're going to have their live pay-per-view streams for free on that app. You just have to watch it in real time. There's no video on demand. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about paying for it. And that's something that Aubrey is in support of. Mm-hmm. Pretty much putting battle rap on a bigger, bigger platform.
Right.
So what are your thoughts on that?
So before I get into my thoughts, Caffeine is a... All you have to do is just sign up, like kind of like social media, just sign up for it. You know, there's no monthly fee or nothing. Okay. Because yeah. I think that's where I was a little confused in reading it.
Oh, it's free.
That's dope.
Free.
Hey. No, this is fire. No, this is fire then.
Because me and you have paid for paper.
Oh, yeah. Before, so, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Multiple times.
Yeah.
No, this is dope. Like, this is dope. The fact that this is really like the way Drake and the URL have set this up, it's going to be like a real sporting event. Like you watch the All-Star game. Yep. It's going to be on Caffeine TV mm-hmm. for that time that it's live, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's fire. Like, that's dope as hell. And it allows them to bring in a newer audience.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to pay. You don't have to wait months for a YouTube clip. Like, mm-hmm. you can watch it then and there.
Yeah, and it kind of helps out their app business as well, too. Because, okay, Caffeine, all right, you might lose out money on the Caffeine side of it as far as, like, the pay-per-view stuff. Mm-hmm. But you get it back on the app because, like, that's where the battles will drop once they're done.
Yep.
Once they're edited and everything. So, my takeaway from it, I think it's dope. Salute to the battle rappers, because without the talent, the platform means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's great that they have this big platform, but the talent has to be there. I just hope that battle rap can stay somewhat authentic to what the topics and things that they cover, because being on a broader platform might mean you have to tone it down.
I didn't even think about that.
Because it's a lot of money, it's a lot of eyes on it. And, you know, that's one thing with sponsorship, you know what I'm saying?
But this is my... What happened?
No, it was valid because of sponsorship.
Oh, listen, it's been a long day. I lost my point. No, but what I was...
You just hope that mainstream doesn't affect the... Like, you hope that battle rap gets all the bells and whistles and all the looks that it's supposed to get, and the stars get plucked out and, you know, get...
And the content doesn't, like, get tainted. The content
doesn't get tainted.
But I'm thinking this... Don't you think, like, whatever sponsors that they hope to get in the future, don't you think those sponsors already know what battle rap is?
No.
Really?
I think when they see Aubrey, they're like, oh, okay, it's cool, we're safe, let me go over here. And then you hear current event bars about somebody getting shot. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Sorry,
like,
that's not funny.
I mean,
but it's funny. No, but it's true, though. It's true. And that, all right, that'll get me into a whole nother conversation about Drake. But
all right, we done.
Yeah,
we're done. next on the pull up docket, we got Snoop Dogg versus Gayle King. We gonna pull up and keep it moving.
I want to pull up because I just have one thing to say, and then if we can keep it moving.
Okay.
I guess by now we all know what Gayle King did with her interview with Lisa Leslie, and I'll actually get into that more later. Okay. So that's a whole nother topic. But Snoop's response to her mm-hmm. was completely unwarranted. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand people were upset mm-hmm. by the interview and what Gayle asked mm-hmm. during the interview to Lisa Leslie. Cool, I understand. I'm not mad that he's mad. I'm not mad that anybody's mad. Mm-hmm. But there still has to be some level of respect.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for just women, but our black women. Like, mm-hmm. cool, yes, Gayle King was wrong for doing that. Mm-hmm. But got to just come at her better. Like, it was completely wild the way that he, like, responded to that.
Okay.
So, that's all I got. All
right. Pull up on the next topic. We got Nicki Minaj with a new single.
Now, we can keep that moving.
Okay. Next, we have Batman news. Cape Crusader
news. The Cape Crusader. Let's pull up.
Okay. Pull up. Skirt. Okay. The 2021 Batman movie is underway with filming.
Yes.
And then Matt Reeves, the director, decided to drop a little teaser footage of the new Batman suit, Robin Pattinson in full suit. Mm-hmm. It came out, what, a few days ago?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. About a week.
What are your thoughts on, I guess, the new suit or the look of the new Batman?
I like the way you said that. I like it. I like it. I think I wasn't sure what to expect with Robert Pattinson. I still don't. Yeah. But seeing him in the Batsuit was like, okay, this might not completely suck. Might not.
Well, you know, we've seen bad Batman movies, so it's not.
This is true. This is true.
I guess because we have such a big... We not really rocking with a new Batman right now because of, you know, we still riding the high of the Dark Knight series. You know what I'm saying? Like the Batman and all that.
And yeah, then, and we just had Ben Affleck, which I didn't think was a bad.
And we didn't really get a chance to get into what he was going to bring to it. So it's like, all right, y'all coming with another one?
Right.
And then that's the thing with it. So it's like, one thing I did enjoy about the suit, like once you look at the bat the symbol, mm-hmm. is made out of a pistol. Like the pistol that killed his parents.
Yeah, yeah, I thought that was dope.
Yeah, that's dope.
It looks like a tactical suit. Like, I don't know. He can move well in it. I wonder if for this Batman movie we're going to see like the actual martial artist and like the actual detective instead of him like fighting these really big villains like Bane and shit like that.
Maybe, like, because the way that I'm hearing of what they want to do with the storyline, this isn't, like, year one. Mm-hmm. He's, like, between 2 and 5.
Yeah.
Somewhere up in there.
Yeah.
Because Commissioner Gordon isn't even a commissioner yet. He's a detective.
Detective, right.
So, which is played by Jeffrey Wright, which I think is dope. But with all that being said, I think it's more in line with what you want. Mm-hmm. Like, what you're looking for in the Batman movie. This one. The first one. Because this is a new trilogy.
Right. Because, so. I mean, we didn't seen all the other Batman portrayed on in movies, so
yeah,
time for something different. And I hope they like, I don't know if they're trying to build a universe around him or if this is completely separate, but like after this trilogy, leave Batman alone. Like,
never.
That, come on, man.
Never.
Come on, man. Marvel was able to take Thor, the Guardians of the Galaxy, and make great franchises. Like, we got to pick something else. We got to pick something else.
We are infatuated with Batman.
I mean, listen, why are you talking like
Gotham
that?
Gotham City. City of Justice.
All right, man. All right.
City of Love.
We didn't catch talking.
Next topic. Hey, man, your boy Future got a new single. What we going to do? Pull up and keep it moving.
I want to pull up because it's funny.
You got it.
I heard a snippet of Future singing a love song. I've never heard Future not be toxic.
Oh, I was about to say, you don't listen to Future that often.
I don't.
He always making love songs.
Is he? Oh, well. Listen, is it? Did you hear the snippet? Did you hear the?
It was trash.
Oh, 100%. But like, horrible. This man was like,
I don't, like, it was so horrible. I don't even think it was him. I think it was somebody playing.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Because, you know, like, these social media people are really, really crafty. Like, you know,
it's,
like
this
the
is
dude
true.
That the dude that makes songs and
on
like,
TikTok,
yeah,
yeah,
the dude
yeah.
that be making songs like sound like Migos in 1 minute, like, and then he do it. I like, damn, but you kind of slap though,
right? If this really is Future, this is funny. Like, Lori Harvey got him in love, and I hope she don't like break up with him.
Oh, she break up with him, album will be fire.
I might actually listen to the album. if it happens. All right, that's all I got though.
Yeah,
man.
That was it for the pull up, man. We damn near pulled up on all the topics, honestly. OS first.
It was a fire news week.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
But man, let's get into this OS discussion. The OS discussion of the day. We are here.
Yes.
To break down Unfortunately. I mean, you know, it wasn't the best season. But, you know, Power Season 6.
Yes.
The last 5 episodes, pound sign, who shot Ghost?
Pound sign or right. Hashtag.
Oh, damn.
That's cool. That's old age.
I feel old.
That's old age. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
Hey, man, I was trying to keep it flowing. That's what first came to my brain.
I'm sorry, bro. My bad.
Well, yeah, we are here to discuss the last few episodes of Power, kind of get into our thoughts about that. Just overall. What do you think about just those last 5 episodes and what they put out there?
So, it's interesting because I saw what they were trying to do with the episodes, how the episodes intertwine with each other, mm-hmm. kind of leaving Easter eggs to go back to, like, earlier in the season. Like, I thought that was dope. I saw what they were trying to do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just think it was like poorly executed. Mm-hmm. Like a couple, so it was five.
Oh, okay.
It was five episodes remaining in the season that started in January.
Yeah.
A couple of those episodes I thought were pretty good.
Yeah.
But overall, it was like,
Then we had to wait 2 months for this.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, we could have released all of them during the Christmas break and would have been straight.
I agree. Yeah, the last five episodes, if you're talking about like I hate that they did this. Yeah, I didn't really care for the whole, you know, we got to go back five episodes to see this vantage point of the same. Like, it was getting tiring and exhausting. I wish they, like, when that leak came out, I watched the last episode.
Yeah, you sent it to, yeah. So that was the same? It was the same?
I made sure it was the same.
I like that kind of stuff. Like, a call back to, like, earlier in the season or earlier in the series or something like that.
Hey man,
it's dope.
Hey, it was okay, but let's just get into it, right?
Yep.
The first episode pretty much talked about Dre. Mm-hmm. Forgot about Dre. Dre, and the thing is with Dre, it's kind of like one thing I enjoyed about this episode, even though I think it wasn't the best, I think that it explored a side of Dre that we never got to see throughout the whole damn series. Yep. And I was like, where has this been? Where has this been? Like, you know, Dre is strange. Like, the reason why he act the way he act and the way he moved the way he did was because of his relationship with his mom.
Yep.
Why didn't I get this before?
Maybe they felt like they didn't have enough time to flesh out his character. I don't know.
I think it's a writing thing. But the thing is, look, we got all this and they killed him in the same episode. Right. Like, I was like, damn.
I mean, I guess that's one way to kill a character arc. Clearly, he won't be in any of the other books of power.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought this was one of the episodes I thought was actually pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
I like the, like you said, I like the way that they showed a deeper side of Dre that we didn't see before. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like when they showed his mom, when they showed him going to his mom and the way that she treated him when he went to her, it was like, oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is... Makes sense.
But the thing is, just, you know, kind of jumping around in that episode, Dre had it coming.
Oh, well, yeah.
He had it. Like, you can't be in the bed with the feds that much and not get got. Like, right. And then he hit Cormie Sandiego in the face, man. Why she ain't deserve it?
Yo, that
it,
was hella unnecessary. Like.
Well, he was at the crime scene with a gun on him. She might think he guilty. Like.
And she probably think even more guilty after knocking her.
Right.
Oh my god.
Knocked her clean up. Damn.
Did he like jump off the step? Like,
Falcon punched her ass. Damn, man. He Falcon punched her. He had his feet planted. Let me stop joking about
right,
that.
No, I'm sorry. Right. Damn. I'm inappropriate. Yeah. My bad.
But no, he did cold cock. I'm like, damn, man. Like,
hella unnecessary.
But it was like all that stuff that was kind of coming out in that last, like, the mid-season finale, mm-hmm. when we found out Ghost got shot, it's like you're starting to see all that kind of unravel, which was, you know, pleasant. But I was like, damn, they got him in prison, though.
Yeah.
He was in and out of prison, like, three times that episode.
And what else is interesting is, like, all these last five episodes, all is one day. All take place in one day. It's just different vantage points from everyone.
Yeah.
And so how do he get in and out of jail in one day? Like, three times. Wait.
I was trying to make an excuse for that. I'm like, I thought it was 2 days. Well, never mind. Let me stop. I don't know.
I thought
it was like the day, like before the ghost got shot, the day he got shot, the day after.
I thought it was. I
but
thought
still,
from the
for yeah. you to be in jail in and out that much.
Yeah.
Like every time we went to jail, like we gonna get you out.
Like until they finally. Broiled his ass. Yeah, like
ain't no Kanan. He dead. Like, he dead.
Oh, Kanan did come back after being burned alive.
Right.
All right. Power.
Next episode.
Right.
The worst episode of the fucking series. Like all six seasons. This might be the worst episode of all six. I said this when it came out. Like I was like that. Like I was saying it without spoiling. I was like, this is the worst episode I've ever seen.
It took me a week and a half to watch this episode.
Oh wow!
Like I started watching it. I'm like, this is bad. But I felt like I needed to finish it in order to like watch the rest.
Yeah.
So it was like I started watching it like the night it came out. I'm like, I'm not finna watch this. And then I picked it up like
I understand her frustration. you know, the man that pretty much dragged your sister down, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. I can understand your anger with that situation.
Right.
But I'm supposed to believe you go run down on ghosts with the blicky. Like that like no ma'am. Like I can't rock with that. I can't even believe that. And then, you know, her son came out, you know, her sister, you know, I'll kill him, mom.
Fam, you're not doing that. I really still don't understand why she even, like, maybe because of her connection to Angela, but why did she even get, excuse me, a full episode? Like seriously, because like nothing.
Everybody was pissed with that episode.
Yeah, everybody. as they should have been. It was pretty much just a setup for the Tommy episode, to be honest. Like, well, Tommy and all the other episodes. Yeah. It's like,
it was like,
cause she,
it pretty much was a swing episode, like you said, a transition episode to pretty much get Tommy in. There.
And how she get across the city back and forth?
Like all day.
Like all day. Did like she drive to the train? Like what she do? Cab?
She was pulling up on Tommy. Uber? She pulled up on twice. She pulled on Tommy twice. She pulled up on
Tasha
twice.
Wait, did she pull up on Tasha at Tasha's apartment and yes. then at the wheel hearing or some shit?
Well, you know, she was there already first before the family got there.
But
damn, man.
Like, fam.
You know, I'll say that for when we get there.
Okay.
But yeah. But we all paused though, man, because it was just that was an extreme low.
Hella unnecessary.
Extreme low. Yeah. Now, we have the Tommy episode, right?
Yes.
Tommy was that third episode. This was a good episode and showed that damn, Tommy really was doing like some soul searching, like almost, right?
Yeah, and he finally came to the realization, like, yeah, Ghost was on some bullshit a lot, but underneath all of that, Ghost still had his best interest at heart. Mm-hmm. And it took him until Ghost getting shot for him to like fully understand that.
Yeah, and then to reset his ass up.
Oh my God.
Set him up with the Italians, man. And Tommy got out of there like a...
He was gone.
It was some deep like espionage. Then he had the car thing with the gun like this or something crazy.
Yeah. Oh my God. Listen, I don't know. This episode made me kind of feel for Tommy because like he found out that it was Tasha that actually killed Keisha, so yeah. He was dealing with that. He was actually about to like
kill Tasha.
But yeah, for his love for her children, knowing that her children needed her, mm-hmm. her dumb ass, which we'll get to later. Mm-hmm. But seeing him in that moment, like, you did this to basically the love of my life, mm-hmm. but I understand that you have kids. Mm-hmm. I almost had a kid, so I don't know where the fuck Cash went. Like Cash just
he dropped him off with his dad.
I forgot that. But this episode made me really feel for Tommy. So now he about to start his new life in LA.
Pretty much.
Got his car back.
He got a chance to really ride off into the sunset.
Literally. Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tommy.
So shout out to Tommy. They gave him what? Regulate the ride off to?
Was it? I think so.
I think so.
Perfect song choice for that, Will.
Yeah.
It's fire,
yeah.
Fire.
Especially since you're going to the West Coast. Yeah. But next episode. This by far had to be the best episode probably of the last five. The Tate episode.
You think this was better than the Tommy episode?
Yes. By far. Like, this episode got a chance to really get into the background of Rashad Tate. Like, you really got a chance to really see who he was.
True.
The family dynamic. His older brother being a cop. All the, like, you know, the hitman that he was about to, like, that he kept in his back pocket for situations like the Cedric the Entertainer being a hitman.
You know, back when the initial episode where Ghost and Tommy was meeting and they started shooting at him. I was like, is that Cedric the Entertainer? And then we never saw him again until like this episode. Mm-hmm. That was random as hell.
Very random. I mean, even though it's not, well, I mean, it can be believable to, I don't know to who, but it was funny seeing him. It was kind of funny. Like, I'm, you know, people just hate, love to kill stuff, but I thought it was like, him being there.
What, Cedric the Entertainer? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I guess he added like, I guess comic relief, if you will.
Yeah.
So and his like the guy that played his son, I've seen him in some other things. He's a pretty good actor.
And then to actually have both the Tate brothers in the actual episode, I thought that was dope. But it was actually good to see Rashad to kind of bounce back because he was low.
Yeah,
like, he was real low, super low. And One thing y'all kind of, I think it was kind of bullshit, but it was still funny. When he went to that coffee shop, and they was like, oh, you're going to write for us? And he turned straight politics.
Yeah, he did.
Like, he taking selfies and getting pictures with the whole, like, all the coffee shop and everything.
So. And that, I think that shows how, I guess, how good he is at his job. Because, like you said, he was, like, at a low point, like a real low point. He was really in there just to get some coffee, like on some, I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
And for him to, like, just turn it on like that, like, he's a really good politician.
He's really built for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like when all that, and then they turned on him, like, they turned their political, aspirations away from him, and they went toward James, and then James died. And they came back to his house. He's like, oh, well, you know what? No, I'm running for governor.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
so I loved to see that. He was like, no, I'm not running under you.
Right.
I'm trying to be governor. Like, and that's it.
And rightfully so, because she didn't have any other, like, she didn't have any other cards in her pocket, basically,
and,
to...
And he pretty much had the upper hand with everything that just happened. And then James comes up there. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Seized the opportunity.
Yeah. And he won. Didn't he? Or didn't... Or
I don't think they...
Or they showed him on the campaign trail, like, pretty much, like, like, because that final scene, well, not the final scene, but remember they was in that church? It's kind of like a campaign rally type of situation.
Yeah, it was just a rally. So... It was the rally, and then at the very end of the episode, it was him watching TV, and they
exposed who got arrested.
Yeah. And then that led into this final episode, the series finale.
Yeah, the series finale. I'll win 20 minutes of interesting.
Of bullshit.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
It's nothing for me to really take away from this, but damn. Tariq shot him? Like, that's what I'm getting at.
But I meant to go back and listen, but I think I called this. And I think it may have been right when they were making the plan for Tariq to text Tasha when Ghost was coming out of the club. I think then I knew, like, no, Tariq shot him. Like, I think Tariq shot him.
It's like low-hanging fruit, but it's then, like, if you're doing a spinoff, I guess Tariq does have to be the central character. And then we talked about this probably many moons ago when it came to power. I didn't want to see this.
Hey. I got nothing.
It really was low-hanging fruit. You made me wait 5 episodes to see his son shot him?
But you don't think, like, the circumstance in which he shot him, you don't think that was, like...
No, it was...
Okay, all right.
That was a dumb reason to kill your dad. But, okay. What was he in the way of? Like, you know what I'm saying? You're in the way. Like, Breeze was somebody that he worked under. Tariq has never worked under Ghost. Like,
right.
Like, Ghost may have turned him into, the police. I think that was the whole thing. So, I'm gonna catch another body.
It was Tariq being upset that Ghost... wasn't keeping his word as a father, I guess, which made him so mad. But before all of that, Ghost gave Tariq ample opportunity to be on the right track, which is why I think all of us hate Tariq so much. Like, fam, your father gave you the shit people kill for, and you decide to kill your dad. But Ghost still got the last laugh on Tasha and Tariq. Tasha didn't get nothing in the will. Not a thing. And Tariq couldn't get his inheritance until he graduated with a 3.5 from college.
But it's funny that, Tasha reached out to
Simon Stern.
And Stern got him into this prestigious school like that.
Yep.
Now, which knows who you
are. Before he even finished high school, right?
Yeah, he needed to get his GED. Well, it's not even, he didn't even have a GED. They just said, bring him in. Stern has a library named after him. That's how much weight he got over
there.
That's
nuts,
so.
Man. Nuts.
But yeah, it was... It's interesting. I was like, yeah, like, Tasha really got nothing.
No, for real.
And then Pos was there, so he was leaving money to Angela people, but not to your wife, fam. And then Grandmama only got a year of her rent paid. And hey, then so Tariq gets 2/3 because of Raina, right?
Right.
So Yaya's probably got to be 18 or something like that.
Right,
to
get
her school, right?
Yeah.
But... Tariq gets, like, a share of the, like, nightclubs and all that stuff. Man, don't nobody want truth. All the dead bodies in there, man. You need to sell that.
But shit, they were still rocking, though. People were still in there.
Man,
kicking
the
it.
Owner gets shot in the club. Do you want that? Like, How many bodies have been in Truth over the past 6 seasons?
Hellas. Shit, hellas.
They should definitely shut down.
And that's only counting the ones people know about. It's been hella people died in there that nobody knows about. Okay. Episode 1, season 1. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
So. Definitely yeah, man.
But, yeah, this. And then Tasha tries to set up old boy her love interest. And I'm glad he went and got an alibi. Because that was trash.
But, yeah, and you could tell he knew some shit wasn't right. Mm. So I was
like,
so
I'm riding with, you know, with my new boo to let her husband sign these divorce papers.
And I got
to
park around the corner.
But it may not get domestic-y. Like, you know, is that a word? Domestic-y?
It is today.
Yeah. You know, it might, a couple words might fly. A couple fists might fly. I don't know.
And she doesn't want me to come in.
Clearly, like, bullets might fly. I don't know.
Hey, man.
That's not a ride I'm willing to go alone.
Facts. I saw a meme that said he's the only love interest of Tasha Green to ever survive.
And you know what's so crazy? When I was watching, the episode, and she was in the back seat with, the gun drawer,
mm-hmm.
like, waiting on Ghost to, like, get in. I was like, that was the same seat she was fingering herself looking at Sean. And Sean, and then Sean came in the thing.
Fail.
But Sean was in, like, she saw Sean and she got a conscience. Poor Terry Silver.
Look.
Poor Terry Silver. Terry Silver didn't deserve this.
He didn't. Shit, neither did Sean. Shit.
Well, Sean started talking crazy. Kanye. I'm not saying he deserved it.
Right, look.
But in that moment, I can see why Kanye shot his ass. Who you talking to? Bye.
All right, man. So these last 5 episodes, I guess
Hold on, man.
Okay, my bad.
Real quick. Didn't you find a level of enjoyment when Tasha had to go to jail and take a wig?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
And lashes.
And they did the acoustic version of Big Rich Town. That shit was perfect.
But I said I was crying tears. I don't care what nobody got.
That's what she get for trying to turn her son into Ghost. I keep telling y'all, everything that has happened in this series is Tasha's fault.
I don't care about her turning her son into no drug dealer. I care about her setting up that innocent man.
That too. All the bullshit she's done, man. It's all her fault. Everything. She ain't got hella men killed.
She got Ghost killed too. Well, I mean, Ghost had it coming.
Hey, man, Ghost was on a lot of bullshit. A lot of bullshit.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, before, I know we're getting toward the end, mm-hmm. the transition and everything, but when you watch these last 5 episodes, do you notice that they put a little bit more on the lines from, like, the Nobody's Gonna Stop Me Now episode? It felt like they was adding stuff.
What you mean?
Because, like, remember, Nobody's Stopping Me Now is from Ghost's point of view. The last 5 episodes from everybody else. So, it's like when Ghost was talking to people, we was like, I think he told Tosh, you wouldn't be nothing but a hood rat stuck in the projects boy for me. I don't remember that in the last episode from the mid-season finale.
Oh, no. Because remember, he was talking spicy to everybody.
But I don't remember that spicy. Maybe I just didn't watch that episode that much. But it just felt like a different line. Like, I'm like, damn.
It could just be that maybe, like, because, that was like the middle of December, right?
Yeah.
Or early December. Something so that was like hellas ago.
Yeah, it
so.
Just felt like they was adding a little extra. I'm like, damn.
Listen, because I remember us talking about it, like how greasy he was talking to everybody.
He was talking greasy to
like,
everybody.
It was nasty because they were at the gravesite, right? At Raina's gravesite, yeah.
He like, said that to in front of that, like,
fam, he said, I release you from this marriage. I was like, what? That's
just me, though. Yeah. But just anyway, but just overall, what are your thoughts about the series at large?
The series itself, mm-hmm. I think it was a good series. The latter seasons kind of like, suffered a lot, which tainted the series as a whole. But overall, I think it's a good series. Like, it's a good series.
Oh, yeah. It started out great. I think it got really repetitive around season 3 or 4 or somewhere mm-hmm. in there because it started out really, really good. Like, you got this forbidden love story mm-hmm. almost. And, he's on the right side. No, she's on the right side. Law. He's on the wrong side. But, they can't stay away from each other. Right. I thought that was great. But when you just start killing drug kingpin after kingpin, like, I'm supposed to believe this?
Hey, man.
But I know it's not supposed to be realistic, but then again, it has to have a level of being real.
Yeah, especially for this type of show. Like,
it's like, you know, you kill Lobos, you kill the dude in between Lobos and Peter. Like, you kill three big, like, you kill Alicia Jimenez. Like, it's a lot of people.
Fam, how you keep escaping this shit? Like, fam, nobody got you.
Nobody came in after you. Like,
and then you run for lieutenant governor. Like, fam, you've killed no less than like five people per season.
Yeah, but I'll say this: I think overall it still was entertaining. We just, you know, we have to call bullshit when we see it.
Yeah,
but still, it's been somewhat. It's been the series is entertaining.
Right,
certain seasons have been like,
hey, man.
Yeah.
Now, would you go back and rewatch the series?
In a few years, not need to watch.
Oh yeah, definitely not right now. Yeah, definitely not right now.
But. In a few years, I can see myself diving back into it.
Yeah. Dope.
But it seems like we don't really have to because Power Never Ends. #
Facts.
So, we are getting four spinoffs. Four fucking spinoffs of Power. That is insane. And then it's coming sooner than later. Power Book 2.
Book 2 coming this summer. And that centers around...
Tariq
and him in college.
Yeah.
Now I'm confused.
Is this the version of A Different World?
Don't do that. They already tried to do that shit with Grownish.
And it's trash.
Yeah. Listen. But yeah, we ain't gonna get into that. Yeah. We ain't gonna get into that. I'm confused as to how these work. So like these different books of power, are these like single seasons, or is book two going to be a series itself?
It seems like it's going to be a show itself.
So Power Book 2 has a season 1. It's going to have a season 2, season 3.
No.
They're doing way too much.
Yeah.
No.
Like, when I seen 40s, I'm like, nah. Not fair. Like, if you want to do, like, these are individual seasons, I can rock with that.
Right,
but
yeah.
You talk about we go get into Power Book 3, season 2, like, season 3.
No, I can't do that. I can't do it. I refuse to do that. Now, let me ask you this. If these were to be single seasons, Power Book 2 is a season, Book 3 is a season.
Oh, I'm rocking. Okay. I'm rocking with it.
Now, which one would you want to see the most? So, Book 2 is Tariq.
Book 3 is Raising Kanan.
Okay.
Book 4 is Influence, and that's Taste. And then Book 5 is Force, and that's Tommy.
Tommy, okay. Which one of those seasons or books would you want to watch the most?
Book 4, by far.
Tate.
Yeah.
Because
For one, I mean, I think the political stuff, the corruption and how he moves, and then he's the best actor getting the show. So
true.
When you factor all that in, and then it can probably be a hood House of Cards, I'm rolling. I am rolling.
And you know what's nuts? I watched 50 on The Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. And he said that, like, Tate's is going to be sent, like, a black House of Cards.
I'm rolling so, with yeah. that. I feel like that'll be the best one out of these four. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah.
The thing is with these, I mean, well, you answer the question, then I'll get into some other stuff.
I think I'm more interested to see Tommy's. Like, okay. With him coping with everything that has happened in New York and then him trying to build a new empire in L.A.
Yeah.
Like, seeing him work through those feelings, work through those emotions, I'm interested to see how that works
out. I'm not
out.
Saying, like, none of these can be interesting. I just think, like, four.
That would be the,
That's the one for me. I can tell you already.
I'm rolling with that.
But these... Now, I know I told you about The Wire, but these are pretty much seasons of The Wire.
Okay.
Like, with season one of The Wire, I hate to draw these parallels, but God damn it, The Wire is one of the best shows to ever come on TV. Like, season one was pretty much the street. Two was kind of like a bridge. It showed, like, the economics and the dock people. Mm-hmm. Season three was politics. Season four was the school system. Season five was, like, the press. So, you got... Raising Kanan, that's like, you can say that's the street.
Yeah.
Four, that's politics.
Mm-hmm.
Two, that's school.
School, yeah.
But it's not elementary and middle school, but you get, like, it's a lot of similarities there.
Y'all
could have did this before. Y'all didn't have to flush out six seasons here to do that up here. It could have been a part of the main storyline.
This is true.
And I think that would have made it better. Because think about it like this. We just talked about how Dre and Tate... We saw backstory and stuff like that. You could have been gave us something like that.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not saying like right off, but I mean right in the moment when you introduce these characters, but there's ways to do it.
Right. I agree. And that makes a lot of sense. You told me about The Wire. I've been trying to get into it, but you know, the kid busy. But no, I like that comparison. I like that comparison.
It's like they know, like, The Wire was highly successful, right? Mm-hmm. And then even toward the end, like, the ratings start to falter, but, you know, it's a lot of factors that go into that. But it's a lot that's going to take the people of the original series to flush over to these spinoffs.
Yeah.
So it should have been ways that you, you know, put this into the main storyline.
Yeah. Hey, man, missed opportunity.
I know they did.
Missed opportunity. So,
but The Wire was based on real life, so that's...
So, Power Season 6 is a complete season.
Trash.
Okay.
Compared to other seasons.
How many OSs you giving it out of 5? That's our new rating system.
Out of 5?
Out of 5. 2?
And I know this is the final season. It's just not... It's not on par with any other.
No, I think I agree with that.
It's entertaining.
But yeah, it's trash.
Still trash.
Yeah, they had as many episodes there were in this season. A lot of those episodes were terrible, and like there are some that started off the gate bad. Like, and it's some that are like super trash. Like,
I've never been so disappointed in some of these episodes and story arcs in Power ever, and they all came this season.
And the fact that they have some of the worst episodes of the series
in this season,
yeah,
it's definitely too.
I think I agree with that. I think I agree with that, man. So, as Power, we probably won't be reviewing Power Book or any other books.
You know how phenomenal the Power Books have to be?
She's got to be.
Plus, even coming back to talk about this.
To even say we watching it? Like, yeah. So, that was our Power series finale.
Yes, sir. And we got our last segment of the day. It is...
Johnny Hates Everything. I tell y'all about something I hate, and we... Leave y'all with the episode.
Yeah.
All right. So, I hate the media.
Okay.
I hate the media. More specifically, television news media. When I was younger, there were specific local and national outlets for us to stay informed about what was going on around us. And you can only get this information at specific times of the day. Because of this, it was hard for me not to believe what was going on. How would I know any different? But today we have 24-hour news channels and various social media platforms to receive constant information. Now, one of the most recent examples of why I hate the media, and we alluded to this early in the episode, and it pains me to say this, is the interview with Gayle King and Lisa Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
She recently interviewed Lisa Leslie, and during this interview, Lisa talked about her personal relationship with Kobe, how he would emulate Michael Jordan, and about how he was in the process of changing men's minds when it comes to the WNBA because his daughter really wanted, you know, she was an aspiring WNBA star.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, Gayle changed the direction of the interview by mentioning Kobe's sexual assault case. Now, remember, this case was dismissed in 2003 or 2004, if I'm not mistaken. Gayle asked if Kobe's case was difficult for Lisa Leslie as a woman and a WNBA player. You can tell Lisa was caught off guard by this question, but she answered the question in the most perfect way, I think, given the situation. But Gayle insisted on trying to get a negative reaction from Lisa. Like, you can see Gayle, like, you can hear Gayle poking, like, well, what about this? What about that?
Mm-hmm.
There was absolutely no reason for Gayle to mention Kobe's sexual assault case at all during this interview. It was unnecessary. And as of now, it's been a few weeks since the interview happened. When the interview aired, I don't even think they had Kobe's funeral yet. It was a private ceremony that they had. My thing is, these media people need to be mindful of who will be affected by the things that they say, especially if it's regarding a deceased person. We have to allow our friends and family to continue their grieving process without trying to get ratings or make profits off of their name. And with that, it's episode 70.
70.
We want to thank y'all for getting this far. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like, share, subscribe on all streaming platforms.
Yes, sir.
And we'll see y'all later.
Hey, peace.
Peace.